From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Francis Alonzo reporting. North and South Korean officials have resumed marathon talks late Sunday afternoon in an urgent bid to avert war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began Saturday were adjourned 10 hours later in the early hours of Sunday. Officials have not publicly commented on the discussions, and there's no word on whether the negotiations are making any progress or how long they will continue. However, as the talks started up again Sunday, South Korea reported unusual troop and submarine movement in the north. Meanwhile, the United Nations and the United States and even North Korea's key ally, China, have called for calm to reduce the high tensions and avoid potential further conflict. Thousands of migrants rode trains and buses and walked through Macedonia and Serbia on Sunday in an effort to get to European Union member Hungary. That's where authorities are building a razor wire fence to keep them from entering. The migrants, mostly Syrians, Iraqis, and Afghans fleeing bloody conflicts in their homelands, could travel freely throughout Europe in search of jobs and better life if they can cross into Hungary. The migrants had landed into debt-wrecked Greece, an EU country that's facing its own financial turmoil. The baton-wielding Macedonian police initially kept the wave of migrants from entering their country and heading further north, sealing the Greek-Macedonian border. Meanwhile, Italy's Coast Guard said Sunday that Italian forces had rescued 4,400 migrants off the coast of Libya in a span of a day after responding to requests for help from more than 20 vessels. Italy has been routinely carrying out similar rescues, bringing hundreds of migrants to shore, but the scale of Saturday's operation was unusually large. VOA News. Pakistan's military says a group of terrorists staged a rocket attack from across the Afghan border Sunday, killing four soldiers and wounding four others. The incident happened in Pakistan's northwestern Khyber tribal region that borders eastern Afghanistan. But the Pakistani foreign ministry summoned the Afghan ambassador to protest the cross-border attack. Britain reopened its embassy in Iran's capital on Sunday. It comes nearly 4 years after it closed following an attack by protesters who stormed the building. The British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond was in Tehran for a ceremony where he declared the embassy open. He called the visit Sunday a historic moment in relations between the two countries, noting it was the first visit by someone in his position since 2003. Ahead of the ceremony, Britain's Foreign Office and Iran's embassy in London would also open at the same time, initially at the Charge d'Affaires level, with the aim of installing ambassadors at both facilities in the coming months. French authorities have identified a gunman aboard an Amsterdam to Paris train as a Moroccan in his mid-20s called Ayoub El-Khazani. He is known to both Spanish and French intelligence and has links to militant Islam. The people who subdued the gunman include U.S. serviceman Alex Carlatos, Spencer Stone, as well as an American student, Anthony Sadler, and British businessman Chris Norman. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama telephoned the Americans to praise them for their actions. They were also decorated by the mayor of Arras, where the train stopped after the attacks. They've been recounting how they attacked the assailant, who carried several weapons and whose Kalashnikov rifle may have jammed. Here's Scarlatos describing how fellow Americans Spencer Stone attacked the gunman on Reuters TV.
Spencer ran a good 10 meters to get to the guy, and we didn't know that his gun wasn't working or anything like that. Spencer just ran anyway, and if anybody would have gotten shot, it would have been Spencer for sure.
Yeah.
And we're very lucky that nobody got killed, especially Spencer.
Stone was released from hospital after being treated for his injuries. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Forces from the United Arab Emirates rescued a British national Saturday in a military intelligence operation 18 months after he was kidnapped by al-Qaeda militants in eastern Yemen. The British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond confirmed the rescue in a statement Sunday. Giant panda fans got two tiny pieces of good news Saturday at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington announced the birth of a pair of new panda cubs. The zoo announced the surprising second healthy delivery by the mother on Saturday. Both sexes of each newborn will be determined at a later date. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.